Former U.S. Secretary of State and presidential nominee Hillary Clinton joined New York Governor Andrew Cuomo Monday to promote plans to codify abortion rights in state law in the new legislative session. The Democrats were joined by the state's lieutenant governor, lawmakers, and women's rights activists in New York City. Cuomo, who is in his first days of his third four-year term, says New York will pass the Reproductive Health Act and the Comprehensive Contraceptive Coverage Act within a month. The governor says New York needs to codify the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, which protected a woman's right to an abortion, because the now conservative-leaning high court will overturn the 1973 ruling.
Kavanaugh is going to reverse Roe v. Wade. I have no doubt. Gorsuch is going to reverse Roe v. Wade. I have no doubt. So what do? Protect ourselves. Pass a state law that is a prophylactic from the federal action.
With Democrats now in control of both chambers of the state legislature, Cuomo is pushing for immediate action on the legislation.
We do the budget in April. I will not pass a budget until the Reproductive Health Act and the Contraceptive Care Act are passed, period.
Cuomo also says he wants to pass a state constitutional amendment that protects a woman's right to control her own reproductive health.
We'll pass it next year. We'll put it on the ballot. We'll write it into the Constitution.
The Reproductive Health Act has passed in the Assembly numerous times, but has stalled in the Republican-led Senate. But backers of the legislation say it will succeed after Democrats wrested control of the Senate in November. Deborah Glick, a Manhattan Democrat, is the act's lead sponsor in the Assembly.
The Reproductive Health Act will move abortion out of the criminal code and into the public health law where it belongs. In addition, women will not be forced to carry a non-viable fetus to term, and a woman's health, as well as her life, will be protected under New York state law. Finally, health practitioners acting within the lawful scope of practice will be able to provide appropriate reproductive health services.
Secretary Clinton, who lives in Westchester County and represented New York in the U.S. Senate from 2001 to 2009, says women's rights in the U.S. are facing the most significant threats in recent memory. In her remarks, Clinton took aim at the administration of her 2016 opponent, President Donald Trump.
This administration has rolled back access to reproductive health services at home and around the world, and proposed cuts to international health, development, and diplomacy that put both women's lives and our national security at risk.
Cuomo and other Democrats are also calling for the passage of the Comprehensive Contraceptive Coverage Act. Supporters say it would provide insurance coverage for FDA-approved contraceptive drugs, devices, and products. Like the Reproductive Health Act, versions of the CCCA have passed the Assembly before stalling in the Senate, despite having a Republican sponsor, the now retired John Bonasick of the 42nd District. For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis.